County Animal Control Office received a call and arrived to find the young bovine defiantly staring from the pool in Newton. The pool's owner, one Bert Thornburg, says he thought he heard a weird sound, pulled back the cover on his pool, found a cow. They think the cow was grazing and walked on the pool cover thinking it was solid. An easy mistake to make. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square. Through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double cross. They cursed rough roads, hauling their load, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a race full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, the beauty of the sunsets never gets old. The winding rivers are filled with gold.
All right, good morning, Jefferson. We're up and running, and we're having a good time here. This is Wynn Carpenter. Welcome to our Sunday State of Jefferson State of Mind Jefferson radio show here, held on Sunday mornings. My partner in crime, Terry, will not be here today, at least not here physically. He may call in, but he's nursing a limb that he's got going on, so he wasn't able to make it this morning. But I'm here with my trusty teammate, Bob. He's going to keep me out of trouble and those who call in out of trouble as well. Good morning, Bob.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Wynn.
Thank you for doing everything you do. We truly appreciate it. And we've
likewise. I know two guys calling in. We've got to keep out of trouble this morning, and one of them is on the line right now.
Yes, of course, of course. And we also have Mr. Frank Rose here. He's keeping us out of trouble. He's the eagle eye. He's the keeper of the door, keeper of the gate. Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good. Hey.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Oh.
Happy birthday. 29 again?
Friday,
huh?
Yeah, me and the Marine Corps.
You and the Marine Corps. Not the same age, though, are you?
No.
Frank is older than the Marines.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, I want to thank all of our veterans, Frank included. I want to thank all of our veterans for everything they have done and continue to do and will do. Thank you all very much from the bottom of my heart. And without you, we would not be here, let alone be able to do what we do, but we would not be here. So a heartfelt thank you to all the veterans. Truly, truly appreciated. Okay, we're going to move on.
Thank you for your service, Frank.
Yes, Frank. You.
Not only for our country, but for Free Fire Radio as well.
There you go. All right, we're going to be doing a few things here a little bit differently. But first of all, we've got I want to just mention a couple things real quick. First of all, Monday nights are our Jefferson meetings that we have here in Shasta County in Redding specifically. We have them every single Monday night. They start at 5:30, and we have two programs. Again, we have a class where people want to come and learn about Jefferson, find out what's really going on, and get the meat and potatoes of it. We have that program, and that runs for about a half hour, 40 minutes, depending on the interest of the crowd and what's going to be going on in the Patriot meeting that starts at 6 o'clock after that. So we have that one class, like I said, from 5:30 to 6, and then we have the other meeting that goes on at the same time is for all the folks that have been in Jefferson and know what's going on and doing the work here locally. And we get together and we brainstorm on things we're going to do. And we've been doing a few of the same things over the years, and we have some great leadership in that that keeps us going on that. And shout out to Jan for doing that. She keeps the ship sails afloat and keeps us going on that. So all the teammates that are there are learning and doing things that we need to do for Jefferson, whether it's collecting signatures, having a presence at a gun show, or what have you. And so those are the kind of things that we'll be continuing to do. So you can attend that meeting as well and find out what's going on and participate. And that's what we're looking for, is more participation by others who want liberty. So we have those two programs that go on from 5:30 to 6, and then right after that we roll over into the Patriot meeting. And that happens every single Monday night at 3276 Bocelli Lane. So come check it out. We'd love to have you there. Also, I want to make sure that I talk about a couple things real quick. We have a dinner fundraiser that's going to be coming up on Saturday, February 17th. I know it's a ways out, but we're selling tickets, and when I say tickets, I'm talking about like gun tickets, you know, so you can win a gun at this event. Actually, you can win a couple of different guns, so there are different ways of doing this. But I just want to give you the mention of the fundraiser dinner, and it's going to be held February 17th, and so it's going to be, the doors will open at 5, dinner at 6, and it's going to be at the Anderson VFW Hall at 3210 Center Street in Anderson. And the dinner will be catered by Applejack's. We had an event there last year, and it was wonderful. It'll be the same people that are going to cater, and it'll be a tri-tip or chicken with dinner with all the fixins, and no host bar provided by the Anderson VFW. We've got some silent auction items, and there's also an African safari that's going to be auctioned off. So if you want to go check that out. And then also we have a membership for Front Sight Tactical Training Center. So there are different things that are going to be going on. You'll want to participate. It's always fun. Last year was sold out, and it was great. So we'll have to see how that goes. But I just want to give everybody a heads up on what's going to be happening there. We also have other gun items, the tickets for the guns that are going to be sold. Let's see. I'll make sure I get this right. Okay, you can get the tickets at our meetings that we have on Monday nights if you want to come down there and get the meeting tickets. We also have a contact number to get tickets if you'd like. You can call 526-2352, 526-2352, and the tickets are $5 a piece or $5 for $20. And the drawing for this specific gun ticket will be at that event. It'll be on February 17th. And this one is a winner's choice caliber. So what it is the, make sure I'm reading this correctly, it will be, yes, it'll be a winner's choice on the caliber. So I just wanted to make sure I was saying that correctly before I just totally lost it here. It's going to be a Weatherby Vanguard rifle. So, you know, you can pick pick your caliber, and most guns you just get what you get, but this one you get to pick the caliber and you're good to go. So anyway, I just want to let everybody know that, and we'll be talking about this more as we progress into the season toward this event. So if you have any interest and you want to participate, come on down to our meetings. Like I said, they start at 5:30, and you can get involved that way, and you can get your tickets, and we're good to go. I guess that's probably it at the moment, so we're going to transition over to one of our callers that we have on the line, and we have... I'm going to have to wait a second, I guess. Again, I wanted to thank everybody who's participating with the veterans. And, everybody did a great job with the parade that was held last week. All the participants out there, shining stars, every one of them, defending and doing everything that we need to do. So I just want to thank you all very much and appreciate it. Okay, we're ready to transition over to Mark there, Bob?
Indeed we are.
Okay. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Good morning, Wayne. Good morning, Bob. How you guys stay?
So far, so good.
What kind of weather you got down there?
Sunshine.
Yeah, boy, I tell you.
No, it's not.
cloudy and cold here.
It's a little cloudy here. There's no sunshine.
I think it's cloudy and cold over Sacramento too. I'm pretty sure.
That's the chemical waste dump down there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just the atmosphere that emanates out of the building they call the Capitol down there. Hey, I just wanted to mention one detail. It's not really on the subject, but apparently last night in Catalonia in Spain, 750,000 people hit the streets to demand their independence, to demand proper representation, because the Spanish government dissolved their parliament, took a bunch of political prisoners. And if you think that can't happen, and that was with the blessing of the European Union, by the way, the overriding socialist conspiracy. So if you think that people can't be denied fair representation, and if you think people can't be denied independence and liberty, guess again. And if you think that can't happen here, the government here is probably more leftist and more socialist and more communist-oriented than it is even in Spain.
Well, that's a horrific thought. But I mean, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, the Spanish government marched in, dissolved the Catalonian parliament, took a bunch of prisoners, and said, no, you're not going to have even any sense of autonomy or sovereignty. We're going to just rule over everybody. And the people there have no say in what happens to them. Oddly reminiscent of the state of California, isn't it?
Wow.
While Governor Brown is jet-setting around the world right now, and he got mad. He was giving a little speech in Germany about how California is going to lead the world in climate change and lead the world in saving the environment, even if he taxes you to death to do it, because he doesn't really care about you. He doesn't care about your family or how much money you have left at the end of the week. And there were some people heckling him from the audience. And he said, and here's what he said to the protesters: "We ought to put you in the ground."
He said that to the German protesters?
Yeah, he did. He said, "We ought to put you in the ground." How about that? And Jerry...
Yeah, he wants
Jerry
to refight World War II, apparently.
Yeah, I guess. Jerry got in a little bit of trouble in front of the Dutch parliament because he was quizzing him, and I think it was Gilders who said to him, "Why are you doing these things that only succeed in impoverishing your own people? Why are you doing these things?" And he said, Gilders went on, and he said, in fact, he said, if your programs are so successful that California is undertaking, you know, California, the leader of the free world in climate change, how come it hasn't changed a thing? How come after trillions of dollars and decades of saving the environment, that California is leading the world in saving the environment, how come you haven't saved the environment yet? Not one iota, according to your own speech.
Wow.
Why is it after making an agreement with China in violation of Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, making an agreement with the Canadians in violation of Article 10, Section 1, Clause 3, making an illegal agreement with Oregon to destroy 4 perfectly good hydroelectric dams, which, by the way, supply the cleanest, greenest energy that's possible in the world. All you need to produce hydroelectric power is gravity. and gravity works when the sun doesn't shine and works when the wind doesn't blow and it doesn't chop up birds while it's going around and around. Why is it that you made an illegal agreement with Oregon to destroy four perfectly good, fully functional hydroelectric dams on the Klamath River in the name of saving the environment so Pacific Corp could sell coal-fired energy or oil-fired energy at 3, 4, 5, 10 times the cost to the residents of Siskiyou County and the counties of Southern Oregon if your goal is to save the environment? But Gilders was very much on target. He says, the global temperature, according to your statistics, have not gone down, not even 1/1000th of a degree after spending trillions of dollars of your own taxpayers' money. Why do you insist that these things that you're doing are saving the environment? It's all a lie.
And what was his response?
Well, he doesn't have a response. He just says, oh, you don't know what you're saying. His response is the same as all the rest of them. Oh, you just don't know. You just don't understand, or you don't know what you're talking about. When presented with the facts, Governor Brown retreats into that fantasy world where he's trying to build a statue of himself for posterity in the world as the redeemer of the climate, the redeemer of the earth, the savior of Mother Gaia for all of you, in spite of your families, in spite of your need to make a living, in spite of your protests. And what he'd like to do is build this huge statue of himself where he is the single savior of the environment in the face of opposition in the entire world, even if he taxes you and your family to death doing it.
So
and then you got Kevin DeLeon, who's just the champion of social and liberal justice, and apparently he's in the middle of quashing an investigation that his landlord has, Tony Mendez, the Democratic senator from Arcata, California, has going against him for sexual abuse of his staffers. And Kevin's been renting a room from Mendez supposedly for years and years and years since he's been in Sacramento. And that's his flop house in Sacramento before he goes to his house in Encino, which, by the way, is not in his district. That's a felony. But that won't be prosecuted because we have no representation, and the state's attorney general is also a socialist Democrat. And so Kevin DeLeon sits on the Senate Rules Committee. In fact, he's the chairman. And when the staffers complained to the Senate Rules Committee that their boss was sexually harassing all the young ladies in the office, DeLeon squashed the investigation because, you know, if it's a Democrat, there's a different set of rules than if it's a Republican.
So isn't there a law against something like that?
There's laws against all of it, but who cares? Because if it's a Democrat, you're not really, you know, in other words, it's rule by law, not rule of law. The laws only apply to you, Wynn. They don't apply to the government in Sacramento, especially if you're a Democrat.
Once again, oh my God.
I'm just curious, where's all the righteous indignation? You know, I mean, we recalled the governor successfully over a gas tax last time. Have people just, you know, they just said, hell with it. I guess that's it. I guess we're destined to die broken miserable in this state, and it's okay.
Well, I think a lot of folks that are Jefferson supporters are waiting for something to happen. They're just waiting, instead of getting actively involved on protesting something like that, they're just waiting for the other shoe to fall for Jefferson so we can just move forward with that and take off running.
But yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, it kind of strikes me as though we're all waiting for that last shovel full of dirt to come out of our own grave before the state of California pushes us in. I kind of don't want to wait until they get to the bottom, you know.
Exactly. Well, when you're talking about Governor Brown, you know, doing everything he's doing for his own way to memorialize himself, it's almost like he's Stalin or Lenin, you know? He's just kind of doing all that ugly stuff that he's going to do that he can get away with until he can no longer get away with it. But how much more is he going to ramp it up? I mean, look what Obama did in his last year. What's Brown going to do in his last year? You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the question. And you know, he is. This article goes on. He's real worried about his legacy. You know, because he's got the family ranch out there near Stony Ford. You know, the one that he used state employees to prospect for oil on, even
right.
though he's anti-big oil.
Yeah.
That ranch.
That ranch. Yep.
Yeah, and he's building a I don't know, some kind of passive solar home, to, if you believe this article, and that may or may not be true, who knows. But he's building this big passive solar home out on the ranch, and now he's contemplating turning his ranch into a global think tank so that he can continue to pontificate and tell everyone else how they ought to live, tell us poor folk how we ought to live, while he lives in the lap of luxury. And I have to ask this question. It's just kind of logical. How, as supposedly a public servant all your life, do you end up a multimillionaire? Now, the governor doesn't make that much money. State senators don't make that much money. I mean, in theory, they don't make enough money to end up multimillionaires. But he did, somehow, oddly enough.
Yeah, it's when you have all your cronies around paying you for access, paying you for to do something. No different than what we had with the former candidate from the Democratic Party running for president. I mean, same kind of thing. Same thing. I mean, they probably use the same playbook. I'm sure they do. It's all ugly. They're all doing the same thing, and it just makes you wonder how many more victims, you know. And when I talk about victims, it's not so much the physical hurt, but to a point it is. What are they going to do to us? I mean, how much more are we going to take?
And well, that's my question to the listeners. How much more are we willing to take? And now I have another question from one of our followers, and this gentleman has asked, if we cannot compel the federal judge to release a minute order, as she promised to do 1 week after the hearing, why bother contributing to the case? In other words, if we can't make the court proceed, why should we continue to contribute? And here's the answer to that. First of all, the court cannot stiff us forever. There are processes and procedures we can use to compel the court to act. First of all, every federal circuit has a Supreme Court justice that oversees the circuit. I was speaking to one of the attorneys, and he believes that Justice Kennedy is the supervising justice over this circuit. And the longer this judge waits, the more embarrassing it gets for her, having failed to issue the simplest minute order, whether to dismiss or not to dismiss. And she asks specifically for some questions to be answered in our amended complaint, and what are those questions? So she has declined to dismiss. She's already asked for a three-judge court once and then rescinded that ask, if you will, that request. And we think there's a lot of backroom, probably unethical conversation going back and forth between either the court and the state, the court and the state's attorney, the court and the Ninth Circuit. There has to be something going on in the background. And we don't know what those things are. And someone else asked me, can we compel? Can we ask for a FOIA request? And the answer to that is, well, we probably could. But we would be asking the fox what's going on in the chicken house. So, and they're under no, you know, the state of California is under no, they have no compelling reason to tell the truth. They never tell the truth, so why would they tell the truth to us? But we think that the judge will be forced to answer our complaint here, and we think it's going to be sooner rather than later. But we have to be careful, because if we demand some kind of ruling, well, if I were her and I were a corrupt judge, here's what I'd say. Oh, okay. Here's your ruling. If you're demanding a ruling, here it is, dismissed. Case dismissed with prejudice.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to, I see that you guys are coming up against a hard break, but I'll hang on if you want.
Okay, well, we can go through for a couple more minutes. What do you think is, what does your gut tell you? I mean, from what, talking to, well, maybe just what the attorneys say. Do they have a estimated timeline? Is there a best guess?
Well, no. See, here's the problem. You can't say to the court you have a week to fulfill your promise. That's not within the possibility for a plaintiff to tell the court. In other words, we don't instruct the court. No one does. No one instructs the court as to what their timeline is going to be. But that's the logical result of there not being any representation and not being proper oversight of these bodies. You know, with the United States Congress locked in at 435 for a third of a billion people, there's no proper oversight of the courts. We, you know, the judicial branch was meant to be the weakest branch. It was meant to be the smallest branch. But we have literally more judges than we do Congress people. So there's no one to oversee these courts. There's no one to make sure that they run well. There's no one to that make sure that they run fairly. In the state of California, there's no oversight of the judicial system. There's no oversight of any of the state agencies. Because at 120 legislators for 500 state agencies, it's no one's job to make sure they do their jobs. That's why we're fighting this fight. Because California is broken. And it is irreparably broken. And if we don't fix it, ladies and gentlemen, no one will. So my thought before the break is stay the course. Fight. Fight harder than you've ever fought in your life. Because if you don't, we're done here. And we can fix this. We are the people. We're the only ones that can fix it. But if we don't fight, who will?
Amen, amen. So then when we become Jefferson, we can have anywhere from, say, 35 to maybe 50 state agencies if necessary versus the 570-plus that California has. So with our representation model that we're looking to have for Jefferson, it would be easy to have oversight, very easy to have oversight of all the people that are going to be running the agencies and the agencies as a whole. We request a forensic audit occasionally, whatever it takes, you know, to make sure things are where they need to be. And if not, then we have accountability factors put into place. So
absolutely. A one assembly person for every 2,500 or 3,000 people, you and your neighbors are going to have representation, because if all you have to do is convince 1,501 voters that some guy is not doing a good job or he's a crook, that's not a big stretch of the imagination. I mean, that means your neighborhood, your community will have representation, and the representative had better be accountable to you or he's going to lose his job. We don't have that in California. We can have that in Jefferson. And you know, it's funny, people, the big argument today is, well, what about the money? Oh my gosh, what are we going to do without handouts from the state of California? You know, I have read a lot about the American Revolution. And I've never read in one single place where one single person argued, we can't separate from England because, well, what are we going to do without the king's money?
Yes.
Never saw it once.
Well, they made do with what they had, and they got things going the way they needed to get them going. And they if they had to endure without for a while to create what they needed to create, they did that. I mean, that's survival. That's what you do. And look how much better off we are for it. I mean, we have all that information as a template of what to do and what not to do. And clearly California has given us what not to do.
I mean, if we just I guess in the end, the question is, what's your liberty worth to you? You know, if you don't value liberty and you value slavery because slavery comes with a better paycheck, then, you know, go from us in peace. We seek neither your counsel nor your arms. And may we forget you were crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you.
There you go.
And may we forget that you were ever called our countrymen.
Sad as it would be, but that's what's necessary to make to have happen. Okay, Mark, right. We're going to skip off to our first break, and we'll be back with you in just a moment, okay?
All right.
Thank you. The time has come for 51.
By the way, I'm trying to nail this down. We may not have our second line available for call-in at the moment. We're trying to figure out exactly what sort of glitch we're dealing with here. But if you call 605-4567, area code 530, and the line is busy, keep calling, and we'll do our best to get you in before the top of the hour here on Jefferson State of Mind, where the time has come for 51.
My mama's sitting there. Looks like I only got a one-way ticket over here. I sure wish I could give you one more kiss. If war was just a game we played when we were kids. Well, I'm laying down my gun, hanging up my boots. I'm up here with God and we're both watching over you. So lay me down. like in that open field out on the edge of town.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The Reading Gun Show this November 18th and 19th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all types of new and used guns and, of course, a mountain of ammunition as the new ammo registration laws come into effect starting January 1st, 2018. Mail order ammo ends. Don't be left out. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this November 18th and 19th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local ready mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, November 17th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. The men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up next to you, and it meant her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
All right, we're back at it. So, Mark, what else you got for us? Any other good, insightful information there?
Well, you mean you want me to rant some more? I get a little angry with myself, but I get kind of carried away about these things, obviously. I mean, you didn't know that, right, Wynn?
No, had no idea.
Yeah, but it's kind of a funny thing to me. I look at these things and I think, my gosh, how have we allowed this to come so far? And you know, you were talking about veterans earlier, and you know, I'd like to point one thing out about the Veterans Day as well. And I'm a combat veteran from Vietnam. I was a helicopter machine gunner, and I flew for a military contract airline. And I'd like to point out one other thing. It is the people, the body of the people, that create liberty and freedom. And on April 19th, 1775, those were not the Volunteer Army that stood up against the British on Lexington, in Lexington and Concord. Those were regular guys. They were shoemakers. They were wheelwrights. They were blacksmiths. They were furniture makers. They were carpenters and farmers. And the civilian population of this country has always given for liberty as well. I worked for a military contract airline for years, and a story comes to mind about National Airlines Flight 102, a civilian 747 airplane that crashed at Bagram Air Base with a civilian crew carrying military equipment in support of the United States military in Afghanistan. And there were 8 young men on that airplane that weren't members of the military. Some of them were probably veterans, as I was, as I am. But they got no medal. They're not going to get a headstone in Arlington Cemetery. Their wives and families did not get any insurance policy. There was no congratulations afterwards. There was no thank you for your service. There never will be. They were civilians doing their job to support the United States military, and they gave their lives in that effort. There was another guy, Earthquake Magoon, John B. McGovern, who was killed flying a C-119 boxcar in support of the French military at Fire Base Isabel in the closing days of Dien Bien Phu. And when the French pilots were too scared to fly, McGovern got up off his chair, and he was a military veteran. He flew with the American Volunteer Group in China. He got off his chair and he said, "Well, I'll fly." And he called his first officer, Wally Buford, and they jumped on an airplane and they were killed that day after their first run in out of Katbai into Fire Base Isabel. And didn't find their bodies for 40 years. And then you go back, and the Flying Tigers, the American Volunteer Group, all civilians, some military, ex-military or military on leave, but they were all civilians that went to China to fight for the Chinese people and their liberty. And the Chinese people lost their liberty. Well, they gave it away later to a brutal, mass-murdering dictator that young people in the United States hold up as a hero now, Mao Zedong, who killed 70 million of his own people, starved most of them to death. And young people here know so little about their history, they think Mao was a hero. I mean, this is something that the ordinary people of this nation and of this state had better wake up to. Our history is plain. It's there for anyone who has ears and eyes to see. It's plain for anyone who does the least amount of research to see where this is going wrong. But the good news is, folks, we can fix this. We're on track to fix it. We need your help. We need your support. We need you to wake up. We need you to stand up. And if you can't show up, give money to the court case. Because we can fix this. We're the only ones that can. And we're trying. But we won't win without your help, all of you.
Amen. You're absolutely 100% right on that. Appreciate that. Hey, Bob's got something he's got to say real quick, just so that the listeners can hear.
Yeah, just to clarify on our phone line situation, we've narrowed the problem down. Apparently, we, of course, tell you to call in on 530-605-4567, our listener line. Well, we actually have two lines, and that number is supposed to roll over to our second line, which for whatever reason it's not rolling over. So our second line is open, but you need to call it directly. If 4567 is busy, which it is at the moment, you can reach us by calling directly to 530-605-4566, and we'll be happy to take your call.
There you go.
All right, gentlemen.
Well, so Mark, what do you think we should do next? I mean, are we just waiting to, or we're just going to wait to hear what's going to happen with the court and the decision of Judge Mueller?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, here's the deal. There probably are mechanisms we could use to compel the court to give us an answer. That's probably true. We could approach Justice Kennedy. We could approach the chief magistrate. We could have our attorneys file papers, writs, to compel the judge to give us an answer. But strategically, it wouldn't be wise, because this judge, unfortunately, whether she is competent or corrupt, and we really don't know, is her research honest in nature? Is she really trying to get to the subject matter jurisdiction of the case? We just don't know the answers to that, because we can't possibly be privy to communications that the court is having with whoever they're having it with. And we don't really even know whether she's just having a personal struggle trying to come to some conclusion in this deal. But it certainly is fishy, and it certainly is embarrassing to the court. I mean, to request a three-judge court, then rescind the request, then go through all of the machinations, canceling the hearing, and then rescheduling the hearing. I mean, to the worst idiot, that looks at least suspicious and funny, you know. And it's embarrassing to the judge. So our strategy right now is to allow her to continue to embarrass herself. And at some point, she will have to issue a ruling. Now, if she doesn't, if it gets into the territory of the ridiculous and the obvious suppression of justice for the people, and I have to remind people, courts ignore people all the time. Courts are unjust to people all the time. I mean, all you have to do is look at the Bundy case for that.
Yeah.
You know, every single one of those guys was totally exonerated in the case in Oregon, and Lavoie Finicum is dead. Now, they were supposedly stopping him to arrest him for the same charges that everyone else was found not guilty of. The guy committed no crime, and he is dead at the hands of the police. So if you think that the state is not capable of injustice or causing harm to the people they've sworn to serve and to the people who created the very government they serve, you had better wake up. So the question is, at what point do we take the reins and act? And the answer to that question is not yet. There hasn't been enough time go by. We need the court to further embarrass itself. We need that ruling. And we're pretty convinced that after this much time has gone by, in other words, if a judge was going to dismiss that case, why wouldn't she have done it within a week? The answer is because she couldn't, in good conscience. Because believe me, they want it to be dismissed. They would love for us to go away. So the answer to that question is she couldn't figure out how to dismiss the case. Why? Because it would have been an obvious injustice, and because we have a case that no one has ever brought before. There is no other case like this that's ever been brought before the court. So we believe that the ruling will be a three-judge court. We think that's true. However, the court has to embarrass itself to the point where she issues the ruling. And if she does not, we will intervene. But the attorneys are trying to be strategic. They know what they're doing. And they think we still need to wait a while more, not forever. But we are going to wait a while more for the court to make the decision without that coercion from us or without the coercion from their superiors. And this federal court does have superiors. There are people that are supposed to be watching over them. And it's also embarrassing for the Supreme Court when a federal court stiffs the people that created it. So at some point, we will get a ruling, and it's going to be sooner rather than later, I believe.
Okay, good. Well, see, that's what, in a nutshell, everybody needs to hear and understand, that we have to be patient. We have to sit by and wait and see what's going on. Keep doing everything you're doing actively in your county. This is a great opportunity to get the word out more so than ever, because you're not physically out there fighting for the court case in the sense of doing something active to directly affect it right now because of the status that it's just lingering at. The way we see it, anyway, we're just sitting and waiting. So get out there and get stuff done. You know, whatever it is, you know, get the word out. Share. You know, there are a lot of people out there for some reason that still seem to not know or understand anything about Jefferson. And so, and that's in every county. So we need to really ramp it up, get the work done, get out there and talk to people, just have dialogue with them. And if you know people that have not been involved or don't really know anything about it, invite them over for dinner, have a discussion, you know, a cup of coffee, whatever, you know, meet at a coffee shop, whatever it takes. You don't have to have a formal big shindig to make it happen. You know, the face-to-face things, discussions always seem to do better. And the more you do that, the more well-versed you as an individual will be and with your knowledge of it by sharing that information with others. And you just want to get everybody in the know of what's going on. So that's what we need to do. And talking about that, there's a town hall coming up on the 18th, isn't there? Where are we headed to, Mark? Do you know?
Modesto, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is Modesto. We're going down to Modesto. Mark's going to be speaker down there. And it's going to be at from 3 to 6 down in Modesto. And it's going to be including Stanislaus, Mariposa, and surrounding counties. So, you know, they're active. They're getting stuff done. The different counties throughout the territory of Jefferson. And so there are more counties that want to come on board. And they're looking for liberty like the rest of us. So we need to make sure that we share that information with our brothers and sisters out there. So that's what we need to do. Well, if you have any other pearls of wisdom for us, Mark?
No, I mean, you know, now we're in kind of a quiet time in the court case. So now really, you know, this case is going to get a lot more expensive the minute the judge makes the order, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because now we've got to prepare for a merits trial in front of a 3-judge court. So, you know, now's the time, really, we should be thankful for this quiet time so that we can raise the money that we need to make it through the next stage of the court and get to the United States Supreme Court. You know, we have expert witnesses. We have to continue to gather those statistics and benchmarks because those are going to be the things that settle the case. That's the important stuff. We need money for depositions. We have to be able to have the attorneys either go to where the witnesses are or the witnesses go to where the attorneys are, one or the other, because they've got to talk and they've got to record testimony and take depositions and things like that. Our attorneys will have to depose the crooks on the other side of this case, state senators, state assembly people, maybe the governor. We want to depose the governor. So we either have to have the governor go to where the attorneys are, or the attorneys go to where the governor is. You know, these things cost money. Please, don't let this case fail because we can't afford to pay the attorneys. Everybody involved is giving everything they can. We need people who are not involved to help us win this thing. And when we win, all of our lives are going to be better. And we can win. We're going to win. We have a great case. They cannot dispute that one state senator can't possibly adequately represent 1 million people. All you have to do is look around. I mean, the governor and the fox are in charge of the chicken house, and they're spending your money, folks. They're taking away your children's future, and they're taking it away, and they have no thought of what they're doing. They couldn't care less about you because they're not responsible to you. That's what we're trying to fix, but we need $1 million. That's the bottom line here.
There you go. All right. Well, Mark, we've got to sneak off to our next break, and we're going to do that really quick. And, Gary, I know you're holding. We'll get back to you in just a moment. So time has come for 51.
No matter what the price, I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you. But if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor. Cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier,
when I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Living from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
All right, well, we're back at it here. I just have a couple quick things, and then we'll get to callers here. I just want to make sure that everybody knows we have a conference call tonight at 7 p.m., our second and fourth Sunday monthly conference call. So if you want to get on and hear what's going on with Jefferson, the number is 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114. And then once you get into that, the menu will ask you for a passcode, and passcode is 307-268 hashtag, 307-268 hashtag. So that's, again, the second and fourth Sundays of each month at 7 p.m. And then tomorrow night, I just want to do a quick update for the Patriot meeting after the Jefferson meetings here in Reading. At the Patriot meeting, we're going to have Patrick Jones. He's going to be coming in and talking about all the gun laws and all the other stuff regarding guns that California is trying to try to do to us. I don't know other way to put it without being vulgar. But anyway, he's going to explain a few things, and he's going to let us know where we stand and what we're looking at, and how we're going to have to deal with things. So just come if you have any interest in that. If nothing else, just for the guns, come check it out. Come hear what Patrick has to say. Ask questions. We always have questions and answer periods during our meetings. So love to have you come and participate and have some fellowship with us on that. All right, so we have our caller. We have Gary on the line. Good morning, Gary. How are you doing?
Good morning. Fine. The Jefferson Movement will have a table at the gun show next Saturday, the 18th, and next Sunday, the 19th, at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop. Please stop by and chat and donate to the court case. If you have not donated money and or time, you must like or favor that one, California is a sanctuary state that is run as an oligarchy. And if you haven't donated, you also must enjoy paying the recent fuel tax and look forward to the 73 cents a gallon carbon fuel tax next year. And if you haven't donated to Jefferson, you must prefer that your vote in Northern California does not count and you have no representation. And if you haven't donated, you must like the idea that of additional restrictions and fees on your ammo, which will begin next year. And if you haven't donated, you must agree with the wretched flashlight and the Reading City Council and the City Board of County Board of Supervisors that this area should be classified as a sanctuary and lawless area. However, none of the aforementioned will occur if we accomplish the historical separation from California, remain in the Union, and become the 51st state. It's up to us to do that, so please drop by and say hello and make your contribution. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. And that's at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive here in Reading. And it is next Saturday and next Sunday, the gun show. So go check it out. And remember, if you conceal carry, you cannot wear your gun into the gun show. So I just want to make sure everybody understands that. But, you know, you can come to our meeting tomorrow night. You can hear all kinds of good stuff, and you can ask questions and find out what's going on regarding the gun show. Patrick will have some answers for that as well. So now we're going to be closing out with Mark. Mark, you still there, please?
Yeah, that's a great gun show, by the way. Everybody should go to that. I've been to it a couple of times, and there's so much to see. That is a good gun show. So if you have time, go to that. It's a lot of fun, and there's an awful lot of stuff to see, and you're going to want to buy all of it. That's what happens to me every time. But I think in closing, you know, look, the time has come for 51, not because we want Jefferson, but because California is broken. It can't be repaired. It's obviously too big to govern. It's obvious we have no representation, and we're the only ones that can fix it. So you know what to do, folks. The time has come for 51.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. I truly appreciate your time to be with us today, and for all the listeners out there, get out there and do what you need to do for Jefferson.